Now, I've been joined in studio by a number of staff and students from Kerry College, and they're here to tell us a little bit about a fundraiser they have coming up that is in aid of the organisation Critical. Critical is all about emergency medical response. We also have on the line with us from Critical, the CEO of Critical, Micheál Sheridan, and I just want to welcome him as well. But to introduce our panel here in studio, we've got Miranda Kernan, am I saying it right?
That's right, yeah.
Mary Galvin and Aoife England. So you're all very welcome. Thanks a million to all of you for coming in. Now, I believe, am I right in saying, Aoife, that this fundraiser was all your baby? You came up with it?
Yes. A good friend of mine a number of years ago availed of the service as a child.
Critical, yeah.
Yes. They were actually formerly known as the Kerry Air Ambulance, but they have rebranded since, so their focus more is on the rapid response units now on the road. Back when they were the Air Ambulance, my friend availed of the service and he found them very good. And a number of people that I do know as well on a personal level would have used them over the years. And it's an essential service, really. Okay. Especially in rural Ireland.
Oh, God, yeah. A county like Kerry. And Aoife, you are a student. You're studying office management, am I right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, in Kerry College, level 6. So you're up the walls with all the studying.
Yeah.
And somehow you find the time to organise this as well. How are you fitting it all in?
Well, I suppose I feel very passionately about it. I think it's a charity worth fundraising for. And to be fair, Kerry College have given me so much support in organising it. The staff are outstanding. The principal himself is outstanding. All the students just receive so much support and help. And if they are passionate about something, all the staff rally together to help them and encourage them and, you know, do everything they can, like down to the administrative staff, the caretakers, you know, the whole organisation. Like, you know, when they see someone that has a vision, they really, you know, strive to help them and make their dream a reality.
Yeah, so everyone's on board with this.
Oh, absolutely. Team effort, massively, yeah.
And Miranda, tell us about what you do in Kerry College.
Yeah, so I'm a teacher in Kerry College, but I'm also the events coordinator for the college. So I would help students with ideas they have for events, you know, setting up clubs, societies, any ideas they have really that they want to fundraise during the year. I support them in that as well. So Aoife would have come to us earlier on in the year saying she was really interested in doing this fundraiser. So we came up with some ideas. I can't remember who came up with the idea for the 5K. Was yourself?
When myself and Mary Galvin were brainstorming and we kind of came up between us the idea.
The idea is then to do the 5K walk on Monday afternoon, and we are coming to the end, towards the end of our sort of our taught components in our courses this year in Kerry College up in Clash campus. So it's a nice way to kind of wind up the year as well, as we start to kind of get into exam mode now in the next few weeks.
Very good. And Mary, are you all out training now for the 5K?
Oh God, but months.
yeah.
So I suppose, you know, all the students within the college, both in Clash and Denny Street, you know, they've all come together and they're all really motivated, enthusiastic about doing this 5K walk for the charity.
And when is it happening?
Monday afternoon.
Monday. And have you many signed up for it, or do you know?
Oh, we have, I think, majority of our students in Clash and Denny Street campus. So between students and teachers, we're hoping that we would have a great number on the day.
Brilliant. Well, let's talk to Micheál Sheridan, CEO of Critical, who's on the line with us. Micheál, you're very welcome.
Good afternoon.
Tell us a little bit about the organisation, because as Aoife mentioned there, you rebranded. You were previously the Air Ambulance, is that right?
Yeah, we were. So we launched the Air Ambulance service in 2019, and the ambition always for the charity was that would eventually be something that the state would see the value of for counties like Kerry, which obviously, you know, in terms of access to big trauma centres, it's a long way from the, you know, the tip of the Dingle Peninsula to a trauma centre like Cork University Hospital. So we launched that service. We ran it for 2 years. And, you know, as I've heard from people that are there in the studio, obviously a lot of people have benefited from the service. Thankfully, the government stepped in earlier this year and they're now operating the Air Ambulance service totally. So we feel for us that was mission accomplished. But since the charity was established about 13 years ago, we've always had volunteer doctors who volunteer with the charity to respond to 999 calls in their own time, so at night or when they're off duty or they're on their way to and from work. And we decided that that was something that we wanted to continue to do and also to expand out that service. So we've had, we have doctors in places like Donegal. So, for example, we had two of our doctors were on scene when Chrysler happened. We've had them in places like North Kerry. We've a new doctor coming in to look after North Cork and North Kerry in the next few months. And we've new doctors joining us in places like Waterford and Kildare. So our plan is to have more people on the ground, and not only doctors. Our hope and our plans are over the next few months and over the next year is to start to work with people who might be paramedics and advanced paramedics by day as part of their job, but that then they volunteer to respond in their local communities. So we would use the funding we get from the walk on Monday. So just thanks, Aoife, and everybody for what you're doing. So we'll then be able to take that money and use that to buy response bags and AEDs for community-based medical responders. And that's the big thing for us. These are people, community first responder groups do brilliant work in attending cardiac arrests and strokes and things like that in the community. The people that we will have will be people who are medically trained doctors, paramedics, advanced paramedics. So they'll just bring a next level of support if there's a road traffic collision or a traumatic injury or accident in their local community, that they'll be able to respond.
Okay, so the money raised will be very, very well spent by the sounds of it. Aoife, I'm just going to come back to yourself and before we finish up, because this all originated with you, the whole idea of the walk and everything. As I mentioned at the outset, you're studying office management in Kerry College, and that's going well for you as well, is it?
It's going very well, yeah, very well. I'm very happy with the course, and I did office administration last year, and I progressed on to the office management course then. I just enjoyed my time in the college so much, and I've got so much out of the course. So it's Kerry College is, without a doubt, something I'd recommend to anyone. I don't think you'd be disappointed to anyone that is considering coming to join the college. Come in, have a look around, talk to the staff. They're more than happy to answer questions, to assist the students. You know, you'll have plenty of support, plenty of help. You are not alone. You never have the sense of being alone in the college. You're very much a community when you're in the college. So I would definitely recommend to anyone, you know, to...
And the fact that you're studying office management and all of that, I suppose you've brought those skills to the fundraising event as well. Organisational skills, PR skills, interview skills, the whole lot have come into play, have they?
Well, yeah, I would say so. It's certainly helped. Yeah. Certainly helped, and you made it easier.
Brilliant. So again, just finish, Miranda, the walk is taking place next...
The walk is this Monday after.
This Monday.
Yeah, this weekend, after this weekend. And the students, we're our own music students as well, are going to perform a concert of live music as well, original work that they've been writing during the year. So we have two music courses as well. So they're also getting involved. And our pre-Garda students are actually going to be stewarding the event. So we've quite a lot of student groups involved in the whole afternoon. And then our other students are going to be walking along with staff as well.
Okay, so keep an eye out for the students if they're out and about on the road near you. And what time are you heading off and from where?
We're heading out around 2 o'clock.
From the Clash campus. Excellent. Well, okay, we'll keep an eye out for you. Sorry, Aoife, you want to just mention something else?
I just wanted to give a quick thanks to a few people, if it's okay, just while I have the opportunity. I just wanted to say a huge thanks to Stephen Goulding, who's the college principal, who's given us the go-ahead with all of it and, you know, been very good, very supportive. A massive thanks to Mary Galvin and Miranda Kern, who's here with me. The event would absolutely not have gone ahead without them. They have been outstanding and they honestly deserve a round of applause. Just a few people in the background then, but also did very good work, very important. Nola Grine, Siobhan Murphy and Tom Finnerty. They would have been some of the administrators that would have assisted us, and the caretaker as well. They've all done, like, again, behind the background, but without them it would not have been possible. Just thanks to Michael Sheridan for coming on there and speaking with us again. The college very much appreciates it. And one very important person as well, Donny Lucy. He would be the critical critical charity spokesperson. I would have had personal dealings with him throughout this, and he's given me great guidance and assistance and provided us with t-shirts for the event. So just a great thank you. You do great.
Very good.
Great work, Tony.
Great stuff. Ladies, thanks for coming in. I'm sure it'll be a huge success on Monday. Well done to you, Aoife, in particular, for coming up with the idea. Michal, best of luck with Critical and its rebranding, and keep up the wonderful work that you do. Thanks also to Mary and Miranda for coming in.